Hello, innovators, disruptors, and future makers. Welcome back to the Agentic Revenue Brief podcast. I'm Tim Kortinovis, and whether you're tuning in on your commute, your morning run, or that between meetings moment, you are right at the epicenter of the biggest shift in revenue leadership we've seen in a decade. Until now, most of you have used AI to make sales processes faster. Maybe it's scored leads, maybe it's summarized calls. But what's happening now? We're moving from task automation to full delegation. AI agents are no longer just tools. They're the operating units, slicing right between your CRM, your data, and your execution workflows. It's a step change. As a leader, if you're responsible for forecast integrity, for margin, for execution, your playbook, not just your toolbox, is being rewritten right under your feet. Let me give you the proof points. Salesforce just posted record-breaking results, and it wasn't the usual story of selling more seats. They're reporting agent ARR, agentic annual recurring revenue, as a new foundational revenue line. Real autonomy is being sold, not just analytics or dashboards. Capacity, for the first time, is calibrated not by headcount, but by autonomous throughput. The amount of work performed by the agents running your revenue backbone. What does this actually look like in workflows? Imagine prospecting, follow-ups, and meeting logistics running as continuous policy-driven loops, no longer dependent on a rep, remembering to send that email or logging that next step. Humans move up the stack, now freed to engineer account strategy, frame the deal, manage exceptions. Pipeline generation becomes a background process governed by data and workflow policy, not rep hustle. And here's the kicker. If you're still measuring productivity by counting calls or emails, you're in the blast radius. Activity-based metrics are being outmoded overnight. If your segments and lifecycle stages are a mess, agents will amplify rather than fix inconsistency. This isn't a test drive anymore, it's production, and the operating layer is agentic. Take the middle of the funnel, the sales middle office. This is the black hole of time in most revenue orgs. Follow through, data capture, endless internal handoffs. Salesforce has launched specialized agents to attack exactly that layer. It's not about automating closes. It's about standardized follow-ups, explainable prioritization, and proactive escalation. The winners? Enablement leaders who can encode winning plays, ops leaders who operationalize buying signals into a governed priority queue. The exposed SDR teams built on pure outreach volume, or anyone who hasn't redefined their value prop around quality and insight. Now, AWS is on the same path, rolling out internal AI agents to coordinate across partners, automate technical responses, and handle CRM updates, serving as a first-tier responder for pre-sales. This is huge. When your platform provider eats its own dog food, that's a reference architecture. The message is clear: cycle time is your new enemy, and agents are the antidote. If your operating knowledge lives only in a rep's head or scattered Slack channels, you're the new bottleneck. But here comes the warning flag. Adoption is skyrocketing, budgets are ballooning, but reliability and governance are lagging. Having agents is not an advantage anymore. Running agents safely at scale is. Permissioning, end-to-end audit trails, containment of failures, these are the new battlegrounds. Expect to see forecast calls and pipeline reviews morphing. It's no longer what did Sarah do, it's what did the system execute, where did it break, and what needs to be fixed in policy, not in person. One more highlight before I give you this week's move. The healthcare sector is already piloting the next blueprint, Domorat Health's Voice. First agent runs everything with two things: source-linked outputs and mandatory human confirmation at risk points. This is the pattern. True enterprise autonomy will require bounded execution. Let the agents recommend and assemble, but make human sign-off mandatory where stakes are real. So what's the net effect? Org charts will tilt from activity managers to system owners. RevOps evolves from dashboarding to workflow engineering. SDR and AE boundaries will blur, then harden again with humans concentrating not in volume, but in ambiguity. Strategy, exceptions, new market entries. Listen up for the early warning signs of failure inside your org. Are you measuring adoption, not outcomes? Did you automate but never redesign job roles? Does your data model actually support autonomous decisions? Or are your agents now confidently compounding your bad inputs? Most crucial, who owns escalation policy? And can you actually audit what your agents did and why? If you're a CRO listening this week, here's what you do. Stand up a stage 2, stage 4 autonomy pilot with 3 hard governance rules. Every agent output needs source citations. 2 gating points require human sign-off, and you hold weekly postmortems on failures, escalations, and real cycle time impact. This isn't about more pilot projects. It's about learning the work of designing and governing autonomy, not tweaking prompts. Let me leave you with this. The advantage is no longer who has the best sellers. It's who has the best governed system of execution. Agentic revenue teams treat their workflows like production infrastructure, permissioned, monitored, source-linked, and iteratively improved. The biggest risk, not that agents will replace humans, it's that they will expose which leaders never truly designed their revenue system in the first place. That's it for this week. If you found value here, send this episode to one forward-thinking leader in your network. Subscribe for next week's breakdown. And as always, keep questioning, keep redesigning, and keep pushing the edge of what's possible in agentic revenue. Until next time, this is Tim Kortinovis signing off.